And neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise, but I see the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. Come, place your fate in my hand, so we may both dance this final waltz. Let us masquerade this night, tasting and delighting in one another's faults. From the moment you arrived, my eyes have been tracing every curve. Your body is made for worship, and I shall keep nothing in reserve. Like a sailor to the sea, you hold my soul captive in twilight. Reason has fled, and my legs tremble and quiver at your sight. Yet I cannot let go. I am drawn to you like a siren song. Forgive me, my Annabel. I have allowed this wayfarer to stay too long. I fear I may crash upon your jagged rocks and become lost onto your voice. So this I tell you, enjoy the kingdom by the sea, as I have made your choice. The faint touch of your breath against my neck sends chills down my spine. I cannot help but touch your delicate body. How I need you to be mine. The perfume you wear is nectar to the gods and wine to those who are near. I'm intoxicated and drunk on lust, yet I promise you have nothing to fear. Let me carry you off, far, far away, to a place that we may forever be alone. Towards the kingdom by the sea, so you may sit one last time upon its throne. Hush, my sweet darling, my beloved and beautiful Annabel Lee. I am the wind come to carry you to the sepulchre by the sea. And this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud by night, chilling my Annabel Lee. The warmth is starting to fade from your skin, but I shall give you mine. The wind has stolen your last breath as our bodies begin to entwine. Those once radiant eyes have begun to lose their gleaming glow, for the wayfarer is now ghast, and he travels in shadow of woe. I feel you. I am with you. Our bodies pressing skin to skin. Truly, there is a God in heaven, and I am becoming akin. I love the rush as your limp and lifeless legs spread so easily from me. The void in your eyes supplanting your passionate and youthful esprit. Never again shall I dare deny these primal urges and carnal desires, for they have taken my mind and cast it with you into the burning pyres. I will take what you would have kept for me, my beautiful and sweet Annabel Lee. May we stay this way forever, entangled in perverse and wicked ecstasy. The beautiful array of carmine surrounding your body is all I imagined it to be. It lays upon you like silk, gracefully pouring over your pale frame, washing down over you, gently and quietly drowning out your name. But you are mine for now and always. My withering crimson rose, the first flower to blossom amidst my dark and thorny meadows. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee. Yet the guest has lured love into lust, and London shall lament at his mastery.